Listening Part 1. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract.
Extract 1. You hear someone talking about their job on a yacht.
Provided that you don't want to earn a fortune, the job is great. I mean, the hours are not for everyone. You're on duty from the crack of dawn until whenever the clients want. But if they're good people and you get the right captain, being first officer is not a bad job at all. You're responsible for supporting the captain and offering those extra touches that really make the difference and guarantee the onboard experience is second to none, which I find really fulfilling. Not to mention the fact that you get to sail these amazing vessels in some spectacular locations. The downside is that the number of good crewing jobs has plummeted in recent years, largely due to the soaring costs of fuel. The knock-on effect has been that a lot of people have realized that they're paying through the nose for their hobby and that it's no longer financially viable. People generally think that yacht owners are rolling in it, but you'd be surprised. Most people are drawn to them for the same reason as me. They love sailing, not the flashy lifestyle that people associate with them. And of course, the range of crafts is vast, so anyone can own one if they want, even if their budget isn't enormous.
Extract 2. You hear part of a conversation between two colleagues about work.
I really wish I had a job that allowed me to travel more. Sitting in that office all day with a view of the car park is so depressing. It's like life is passing me by.
We're all in the same boat here, though. It doesn't look like any of us is going to quit and have a massive career change anytime soon, does it?
Hey, thanks for the vote of confidence. I guess no one knows what's around the corner.
True. Supposing your job was remote, like a digital nomad, so all you need is a laptop and your passport and you're good to go. Where would you go?
Well, so long as money were no object and I could afford to come back and see my family as and when I wanted, I think I'd opt for a village in the mountains. I wouldn't want to be too isolated, but I've always wondered what it would be like to just pack up and move on whenever you fancied a change.
I can see this working for you, but I suspect I'm in my comfort zone work-wise. I can't see me moving on anytime soon.
Extract 3. You hear part of a podcast about money-saving tips.
So, Nick Morgan, personal finance advisor at Life and Futures, always gives us some real food for thought on making our money go further on everyday expenses. But there's something that he's keen to talk about in more detail today. Over to you, Nick.
Thanks, Jess. Okay, well, I've been getting some emails from listeners asking for advice about what to do in the event that an unexpected expense arose. These happen far more frequently than you might imagine, and even if you don't earn plenty of money, it's not that hard to future-proof your finances in order to give you some peace of mind, or at the very least, feel like you're somewhat prepared. Just putting aside a small amount per week would mean you'd build up a large enough nest egg soon enough, in case of any nasty surprises. Then there won't be any stress or panic if, for instance, a household appliance breaks down without warning.
Yes, I see what you mean. Squirreling money away little and often could help make sure life ticks along a lot more smoothly.
Indeed. When it comes to money, we want our resources to gradually swell over time, as opposed to everything being a roller coaster. And this really just comes down to being sensible. Unfortunately, there's no magic bullet here.